You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
That's really sad.
So that's how I felt about tonight's episode. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta, flirting with disaster. I mean, it was just more of the flirting.
Kind of, not even really.
Production-wise, flirting. Pretty lame. Bad editing, flirting.
Filler. Like, did they really have to get us to 2,800 episodes? Like, Mexico could have been in two episodes.
Oh my God. Well, I'm joined in studio by the lovely Courtney Stewart.
That's me.
You remember Ask Ashley from All That?
We're so excited about this episode. Let's talk.
All right, no, but for real, there were some hot mess moments for it. They had some good quotes. Basically, I mean, a lot of you guys are out there saying it, but Kenya is putting in work.
Really putting in work.
She's singing that damn Iggy Azalea. She's like, I've been up on that. Try to get that rich. I be
work.
Working on my shit.
Yes, she has. She's showing every possible facet of her potential personalities / everything she got. She's giving it.
I'm with the bipolar comments now, for sure.
Because like, she's here, she's twirling, she's there, she's around, she doesn't
she's
know where
crying,
she is.
She's crying, she's into shaman. And
she's having babies and not. Like, it's kind of insane.
So we start the episode off. Kenya is with Miss Lawrence, and they're having kind of dinner talk and...
Brunchy brunch. She came with her fruit, and he came with pancakes.
Boop.
Because her size full ass. Needs to watch her weight.
I would have been there with the pancake.
Me too, but I'm not mad, girl.
Some cinnamon caramel on it.
She keep it tight.
I would have been like,
keep it right. But they are on vacation. Like, I would want pancakes.
Right.
I want to eat fruit. She worked out and everything. I was like, dang. One day I'm going to get that motivation
fruit
gene.
To the birds. That's like the decorations.
I know. Where the chilaquiles at?
She brings up Cordell and Portia. And I love how Kenya... So basically, she admitted that... She admitted the truth that they had an arranged marriage. That's clearly not the conversation, Kenya.
No, Portia didn't admit anything other than she is just as confused as we've always known about everything, mm-hmm. including her own marriage. So
she said he thought he was getting a trophy wife and all he got was a certificate. Good for one coloring book.
Real cold. Good for a coloring book? Am I missing? Like, I don't get it.
It's like, well, I don't know. I relate to it, but I'm from Cape Cod. So it's like when you go to the golf courses and you get the ticket and then you get like a free gift or something like that.
Oh, but okay. Not your best dig.
She's tired of people lying on her.
I know.
Especially Apollo.
Yes, way to bring that Apollo in. Got to make that story happen.
Now, here's the thing. We were always cool till I had beef with Phaedra. What duh. The thing is, she just doesn't understand marriage.
Apparently not. Like, if you have beef with his wife, then you have beef with him. Like, that's just...
And I'm also confused because she keeps alluding to the fact that she doesn't know why this is happening or that she never said anything bad about Apollo. But wasn't she the one that started this whole Apollo and her might have slept with each other at the reunion?
Well, she whipped out the phone at that reunion and was like, well, he's been texting me and making it seem like she was alluding to the fact that there was something shady going on his part.
But she alluded to it first.
Yes. If I remember correctly, could be wrong. I'm sure you guys out there will tell us. But if I remember correctly.
You guys can at 424-256-1633. 424-256-1633. Again, that's 424-256-1633.
Call and tell us. Y'all memory serve y'all correctly, because I've been watching a lot of Housewives, and dang, this is a long season. You'd be forgetting stuff.
What, we're on episode 18.
18, and we obviously still have, what, 5 to go?
Yeah, probably like 3 more than the reunion.
Lord.
And if y'all have heard anything about the damn reunion being filmed already, please give us some of that tea, because I want to know.
We haven't heard. Haven't found anything. I haven't seen any random reports. Nobody was wig pulling. Maybe it was docile and boring. And everybody loves each other
again.
I
doubt that. Kenya says, if you could have, you would have, as far as Apollo wanting to hook up with her. And she feels that they need a one-on-one talk.
Producers.
Which we'll get into a little later.
Because they get to chat.
Let's talk about this damn group trip to the cave with this whole splitting up the couples.
Interesting.
Kenya's trying to hang out with Nene's crew.
Yes.
She's really trying to get in close with Cynthia and Peter.
Buddy buddies. Buddies. New buddies.
Also get close with Candy and Todd.
I know.
Phage's little BFF.
Mm-hmm.
And then put Phage and Nene in the wow car.
Yes. Separating them out. Who does she want to get rid of?
Boop. Kenya, she says, I like Todd's sensibility.
What did that even mean? Like, when she said that, I was like, what the hell is she talking about? What does that mean? Because he was cool? Like,
yeah.
Where did that come from? What did it mean? Why?
And then they get into Candy and Todd's, you know, this whole marriage conversation and how they feel about family coming to the wedding and kind of starting drama. Can you just calm the hell down?
I know.
You always want to talk about relationships.
I know. She's, well, because she's always trying to be up in everybody's business. Because she wants to keep it interesting. She wants to keep it turned up.
And it turns from this marriage talk and wedding talk to the whole Todd, Mama Joyce.
That was very uncomfortable. Thing.
Because it's just like,
I don't want to hear about that. And Todd got very, like...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He got really... And I understand why he's angry. Don't get me wrong. We all agree that Mama Joyce is insane. Nobody's saying she's not crazy. But he just... With everybody there in the car and him... He kind of jumped down Candy's throat a little bit. Like, he got a little...
He rode the Kenya
You way. Can't... You can't say you can't make her do stuff. You need to make her... You have to make her... I'm like, that's her mama. I can't make my mama do nothing.
Well, my thing is like with Kenya, it's like, how can you not watch this back and say, oh, I can understand, you know, I would be mad at my man if he was doing this. Like, she's basically siding with Todd against Candy, which in the end is right, because, I mean, what Candy's doing.
We all side with Todd, so to speak. Like, he shouldn't be being tortured this way, but at the same time.
Kenya, you don't have the best track record.
No, you're nobody's therapist or marriage counselor or relationship expert, for that matter.
Nene put she did the George Washington tonight. She left the Andrew Jackson to last week.
It's still failing miserably. But then she put a hat on it, which was interesting. Which
was like, it was like, bitch, you're trying to do the Pharrell thing, but it's clearly
but
not
it was
working.
Like,
and it's like a pilgrim hat.
I don't really,
but then it looked like a dunce hat. And then it looked like from certain angles, it was like, okay, maybe.
She should talk
to you're
going to
stand outside the queen angle.
Cynthia should help with the hat.
Cynthia's a shady friend.
Well, like I said, I think that Nene really thinks she's putting it on. Like, she's doing it.
Okay, but here's
Can't
the thing.
Tell
like,
me
I've
nothing.
Felt a bad wig before. And you know, when she runs her hair through her fingers through that hair, she ain't feeling no... It's like...
But I just wish we had an explanation for why it's a bad wig. I know we talk about this every week.
I know
I just
how
wanna,
it is. Because she's broke.
But
she
nobody's that. She's definitely
know,
not
she's
that
not
broke. She's not that broke. Like, she could have got one good Kim Zolciak wig.
But I wonder if it was like, I don't know, because it's funny now that she's not doing the Hollywood life type situation.
Maybe she just don't care.
Yeah, that bitch is not going to be on Dancing with the Stars with the wig looking like that.
Well, I can't wait to watch her tonight on Dancing with the Stars to see what she, because she like dances first and she's like, all talking about her legs being out and she's all ready to get naked, and I was like, okay, so we'll see.
Ooh.
I bet she got a new wig.
Well, if y'all love Dance with the Stars, then you love our very own Mother Maria Menounos. And on that note, let's take a commercial break.
Tuesdays on Oxygen.
I'm Maria Menounos, and my life can get a little crazy. I host Extra. I'm an actor, producer, dancer, wrestler, and a lot of other things.
I live with Kevin, my boyfriend of 15 years.
Do you really love me?
I would say that I'm in serious like.
And my parents. Yep. I just said I live with my parents.
You drive me crazy.
You drive me crazy. My parents want us to get married.
You both love each other. Get married.
Kevin and I don't. I am going to get married when I want to get married. I think I want kids. Kevin definitely doesn't want them now.
This is being pushed on to us.
And of course, my parents wanted them yesterday.
This year, you got to have it.
And I have a house full of people counting on me financially.
If I take my eye off the ball, everything can fall apart.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or wants us to do. It's what we want to do.
Everyone thinks that they know what's best for me, but I'm really the only one. I have got to figure things out.
Chasing Maria Menounos is so new. Every Tuesday at 10, 9 central, starting March 18th, only on Oxygen.
There you guys go. Make sure you guys check out Chasing Maria Menounos tomorrow night on Oxygen. Then tune in here right after at AfterBuzz TV. We will be covering it for the official after show.
Ooh,
ooh. Holla. I can't wait to see Costa.
I know. Costa and Lisa. Ooh. They're the bestest.
It's going to be hilarious.
Check it out.
Basically, so with the Candy and Todd situation, we get to the point of them saying the longer Candy prolongs the situation, the more aggravated Todd will get. True that. And Candy, now you're just starting to sound crazy to me. Like, I was with it at first, you know what I mean? The first couple situations, and I was like, all right, girl, you know, maybe she just needs to sit on it some time. But now it's just like, clearly there's something mentally wrong with you that I can, it came out way too, like, wrong. That came out wrong. But like, clearly there's something there emotionally that she's putting this wall up that every time it comes up, she doesn't want to talk about it. She wants to push it away. She runs from it. She just gets quiet.
Because everybody is like beating her down about it. And she's tired of getting beat down about it because she really feels like, look, all I can do is exist in my relationship with my relationship. I cannot force my mother to be or do anything other than who she is. Joyce is going to be Joyce. Oh,
wait, we got a call on the line. But that's, caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Brianna.
What up,
Brianna?
From where?
New York.
What's up, Brianna?
New York. All right, Real Housewives of Atlanta, what was your favorite part of the episode? Because I sure need you to tell me one.
Well, I don't know. It's all annoying to me.
It was kind of an annoying episode, I think.
How do you feel about Candy and Todd's situation?
Well, Candy, she do need to pull her mother in jet because that's just ratchet.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is when everyone was telling Candy, well, Todd was like, you need to sit your mother down and say to her, this is what I need you to do. Bitch, I ain't going to get her mama.
My mama don't care.
My mama would look at me and be like, well, you make that appointment, you waste that money, and
I won't be there.
Right, I'll be right here watching my court TV. All right, well.
Yeah, I feel you. Because, I mean, she's just doing too much, but that's just the best way to do it. Just sit your mother down, let her know how you feel, not just saying, like, oh, I can't help it, because she actually can. All you gotta do is tell how you feel.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I mean, you know, not to threaten your mom, but at least to be like, well, look, if you want to see your granddaughter, if you want to be around
me. But that you can't do that. That's going to turn it real dark real fast. If you be like, I'm not going to let you see your granddaughter, like, oh my God.
You acting crazy and you acting unstable.
You knowing Mama Joyce, you think that's going to make her act less crazy?
No, but I'm just saying, I will get an electronic fence or something.
Wow.
Okay, how do you feel about Kenya and Nene?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. What you feeling about it? Kenya's coming for that peach, huh?
Well, to me, I think Kenya needs to stop acting all fake and phony and just stop being up her butt like she really like her.
Right.
Because this is unnecessary. She's just looking thirsty.
Oh.
Oh.
Thirsty.
Before we let you go, what are your thoughts on Nene's wig this season?
It's wrong, ain't it? It's just wrong.
It's the newest member.
I don't even know. But
she doesn't either.
I just thought it was interesting how they was just all up in the cave. Like, really?
I'm surprised they got all of them down that cave,
yeah.
too. I don't know if I would have done that. Especially not no cold water. Isn't this supposed to be a hot spring?
I know. I don't know. Doesn't work for me.
Well, how'd you feel about the editing as far as the them trying to play off the whole Apollo and Kenya situation in the cave?
That was weird, because it was like, what? Why is she going to talk to him so bad? Like, she was being... what was the point of that?
Oh, she's being so thirsty.
I said that like she wanted to start something.
Mm-hmm. She wanted to get that extra bonus paycheck.
All the stuff she said was unnecessary. There was no point in them talking about anything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, girl. I'm with you.
She just wanted to get under Phaedra's skin.
Right. What's your Twitter handle? Do you have a Twitter handle?
No, I don't have Twitter, but I'm on Instagram and Facebook.
What's your Instagram handle?
Instagram is Montinique13.
All right, girl.
MONTINIQUE13.
All right, thank you for calling in. Make sure you hit us up later in the season. This cave situation, there was a big-ass anaconda. I was dying at Greg walking by with that palm branch, Portia running, Phaedra talking about, what did she say? She wanted Jimmy Choo person heels. And then Kenya, I've seen bigger snakes in the bedroom.
Ugh.
Well, not fertile ones.
Well, apparently they didn't stay right. very long, so they ate it and left.
Or you need to trim your trees, girl, because they got lost in the forest.
Died there.
Just shakes them up. That's
so gross.
I was laughing at Kenya's purse on that trip.
Oh.
I have so many friends who that would be them. Y'all women and y'all purses.
Well, you know. You just,
but all my shit would have been in the purse.
You know, sometimes you just can't. I'm going to get with the fanny pack, though. Rihanna brought that back. Chanel, girl. It was fabulous.
All right. Courtney's going to be rocking the fanny
You're
pack.
Like, all right. See how that see goes.
I have to see how you style that one, girl. Because Shanaynay, I thought, left that in 1990. Just saying. All right. Oh so they God. Go to the natural spring. Kenya's thirsty. I mean, this bitch was doing a Sprite commercial in there. She was like, look how sexy it is in here.
My God.
Who wants to take their clothes off?
You know, I want to be on Team Kenya, sort of, because she has those moments. And you're she just does. Like, oh, you're so fabulous. You're like 42 and just fantastic. You're so fit and you're amazing and all that hair. And then she does dumb shit
it
like
looks
that.
Like a Play-Doh.
Ooh.
Have you, like, her face really, like, looks like, you ever seen the, what was it, the raisin? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
What?
The claymation little raisin guys they used to say.
The California raisin.
California raisin. Oh, God. She looks like she's made out of the same claymation situation as that. I'm just saying.
She has obviously gone through a few skin issues. Nothing a good chemical peel and laser.
That is what's going to cause that.
No, that's what like, cause she has, looks like she probably has some scarring or something from acne. And that's why you get like chemical peels and, laser stuff.
Mitch,
I think
her face looked like going on damn cheap trailblazer.
She has some rough moments, but you know, whatever. She be trying to do it and it big.
Yeah.
I mean, at least she ain't rocking the George Washington wig. So, you know.
Could you imagine that on her, that face?
I would love to see that just for shits and giggles.
Kenya, with her, I'll give her with her amazing body, gets in first and she's swimming around with her damn, I couldn't tell what was actually keeping her afloat, the damn butt or the damn.
And the buoy that she was riding on.
And Apollo
bikini.
Really wanted to go swimming.
Of course he did.
He's such a damn little kid.
He is.
Because he wanted to go swimming, and Phaedra was like, well, I'll go. Phaedra did not want to take that shawl
off.
But I
feel bad, of course
I did
not.
Feel
she just had a baby. She's not, I mean, even on her best day before the baby, she wasn't Kenya. So put a baby into that sucks.
Yeah.
Even if you're like the most confident chick in the world, that sucks.
She ain't wearing that fishnet situation she was wearing last year now.
She shouldn't have worn that then. Anyway, It was all good.
And so Phaedra keeps, she's so nervous. She keeps trying to, like, play it off, like, yeah, I might want to go, but I don't know. And then she ends up going. And then everyone starts going, and that was awkward.
and that was awkward.
And it keeps showing these shots of Apollo checking out Kenya's ass.
I know! Real life.
Interesting.
I mean, is it that interesting?
What?
Her ass.
Well, I mean, to me, in life, in general, ass is very interesting.
Ass is very interesting.
However, Kenya Moore's ass, I can't comment on it because I wasn't there in the situation, so I don't really know how distracting it was, because there are distracting asses.
I know there are definitely distracting asses, but I feel like her boobs are more distracting, like, when we see her later and her all the rompers that she's wearing, and they're just, like, moving around all the time.
Me too.
I just want to, like, not, because they're just always, like, they're, like, bountiful boobies that are constantly, like, juggling and moving and doing, because she's obviously, like, not wearing bras.
She,
like,
has Elvira tits. Mm,
even more so, because Elvira's at least, like, sit.
Yeah.
Kenyans are kind of, like, that.
Like, just, like, slinky.
They're, like, slink. Exactly. Like, you want to just be, like, oh. I don't know. Whatever. If I was a dude, I would imagine, like, because like, as a girl, I'm like,
a tennis ball in the sock.
I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, so I would imagine it's driving them insane to have to keep looking at that. For all those brothers that enjoy that type of thing.
So they go back to the hotel. Kenya comes for Nene. A quick little moment. She said, oh, you're packing your bag? Shouldn't your butler be packing your bag? Oh, Nene, she was quick. She says, I don't like the help touching my things. Let me kiss my husband goodbye. We're going strong with the whole husband situation.
Go put on her diamonds.
Put on her diamonds. And then the ladies are going to take a trip to go see the shaman.
The witch.
Now, I would totally be Nene in this situation. I actually don't know if I could have actually sat in the situation without laughing.
Trying to take it serious and be supportive, but it was a little...
I'm just that person when you put me in a situation where I don't know what I'm expecting, and then something totally
crazy
out of the blue,
happens.
I react.
They're blowing smoke and chanting and whatnot. I'd
the
be like,
chanting, I would have been...
And they were supposed to sing along? Like, what?
I would have been blowing that stuff out my face like
it's smoking in here. Is this bad for my lungs?
Nene's face when he hit her with the weed.
And I like that they were like, wait, is this going to hurt? Like, are we going to be fertile? Because I'll go step over there. I'm not trying to get pregnant.
Right. You see, Lawrence was trying to breathe that in. Like, honey, that is not going to give you a
vagina.
It
won't work, baby. You will not get a uterus from it. No ovaries. No fallopian tubes. No clitoris. It's not going to happen.
He just pretended like he was sick on an Vicks vape rub. He's like... So Kenya starts crying, and she says to the girls, I want to start letting my walls down with you and get to know you girls.
That's so weird.
You guys, the shaman's going to pray over her for fertility. And Candy, you know, he can help you too.
Because I know you want to have a baby. Thank you.
Thanks, you.
Yeah.
Kenya is sure that this will help her and get her pregnant. Nene's face, I just cannot. But she was being nice, so I give her that one. And
she's always like,
Then they get to the chanting, the smoke. Kenya starts crying again. Kenya is crying, talking about her past relationship. And then they start talking about marriage and the daughter. And where did you feel about that?
Well, at first, like, when all of it was happening, I was rolling my eyes in the back of my head, like, Kenya, this is just dumb. Like, you, I want to break down my walls. Like, you break down your walls and, like, bond because, like, it's, like, natural, like, it happens organically, not because we all decided to come sit around a fire and blow smoke in each other's faces. Right. Like, it just was weird.
Not because you made us all come
sit
down.
So that was weird at first to me, but then it started to feel sincere when she started talking about the boyfriend that had the kid and that she was, like, feeling the kid and that had such a relationship, because that is heartbreaking, because it's probably something, like, you're older in life, like, you didn't really think about having kids until whatever, and then you love this kid, and you're like, I'm actually fulfilled. I don't necessarily need a child, but I'm fulfilled having this child in my life, and then all of a sudden not having that child in your life because the relationship didn't work out must be really awful. Yeah. So I had a moment.
A caller online. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Alexis from Juneau, Alaska. What up, Alexis? All the way from Juneau.
All right, so you watched the episode. What were your thoughts on Kenya and this whole shaman thing, the breakdown, the crying? Do we believe Kenya? Do we think Kenya actually has a heart?
A soul. She a real person.
Where do you stand with that?
The whole problem I have with it was that
girl, them Alaskan lines, I don't know. When you just stand on one foot, lean to your right, put one hand up in the air.
Well, with the whole shaman thing, I just think because she's an older lady, nothing really is going to work.
Like, true that, true that, true
bitch,
that.
Bitch, it's broke.
No, honey, it's dead.
Ooh. That's it's got too many snakes life. Clogged up in the forest.
Probably no more eggs left. You're probably done. Makes sense.
Oh, all right. Well, how do you feel about Kenya in general, you know, now? She's kind of been playing a different kind of role. Some people think she might be coming hard to after some of the ladies, and some people think, you know, hey, she's just Kenya. She's fun. Where do you think?
I think she's definitely trying to have some type of friendships with the other women, but I don't know if that's what the show kind of needs. It's just interesting because, you know, with rumors that so many ladies might be gone next season, I think this is her trying to stay on the show.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm wondering about the two girls that was over at the back at the hotel.
Oh, Miss Portia and Miss Phaedra in the pool.
Phaedra, you know, I've always loved me some Phaedra, but this season, Phaedra has been looking real salty.
She's in a phase, for sure. Girl. And it does not look good on her.
Mm-mm. What did you think of Phaedra in tonight's episode?
Maybe something's going to happen next episode, but this episode, it just looked like she could be replaced right now. And I feel like that's a problem, because I used to really like her, but it just seems like she doesn't really do anything or say anything anymore.
Right. And now I'm wondering if she got mad at Apollo, and her threat to Apollo this whole time was, honey, you want to mess with me? Because I will get you locked up and it will never trace back to me.
That's hard.
Can you imagine?
That would be terrible.
But honestly, as much as I love Phaedra, I feel like she has that in her soul.
It would be in her.
To be able to do that. Just a switch of a button.
Mm.
Just because she did that one sexual favor for someone. I'm going so deep. I'm creating
a
story.
Man. Hilarious.
All right, girl. Do you have a Twitter handle?
Before I say that, just you guys really need to break down that conversation because I had no clue what they're talking about. I don't know what was happening. I was just listening, thinking, "What is this accomplishing?"
Wait,
but yeah, what's my Twitter is Alex Paul, and check me out there.
Wait, the Phaedra and Apollo one, or the which one?
The Apollo and
yeah, the Phaedra and Apollo one. I was lost.
Oh, girl, well, listen up because we're gonna break into that in just a second. But thank you for calling. So we get to the Phaedra Portia at the hotel. They're having a pool and a drink. I would have preferred to have been at that situation versus the whole horse poop and shaman and feathers
nasty
in your face.
Nasty weirdness, yes.
I feel like I got voodoo on me. they start shading the tarot cards. What did she say? Yuck, I guess a witch would like a witch.
She keeps saying, whatever.
Then Phaedra says, oh, well, I guess I wasn't invited anyway. She said, probably because I turn those kind of things down all the time. No, bitch, Kenya didn't want your juju around her.
Yeah.
She didn't want Portia around her either.
But that's an interesting thing, though, because she and Portia sort of bonded in Savannah.
Yeah, but I think it was because it was more about the fertility thing.
Yeah.
Like, she probably thinks, like, Portia don't know nothing about that. I wouldn't want her energy.
But I would think that Portia would support that because they had their moment in Savannah. Portia's been through a miscarriage herself and wanted kids, supposedly, in her, whatever. So it's interesting. But I think Portia probably, as she said, Portia got her Jesus and she ain't interested in playing around with the hoodoo. I ain't mad at you, girl. I understand.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't want Phaedra there because Phaedra, she could have maybe gotten some sort of fertile situation. Because
she's energy. Obviously quite fertile at 40 plus, so get it, girl.
Phaedra keeps shading Kenya. They're talking about where's Marlo. No one brought up the Bailey Bowl, which I thought was interesting. Because, you know, Nene would have had to talk about any event that went, you know.
Yeah.
Crazy. And funny, we're not talking about the Bailey Bowl, though, Nene, because it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Nope. No.
Phaedra keeps shading Kenya, and it's just like, girl, you're mad.
That was the whole thing. Like, her entire everything revolves around Kenya.
Like, her face at the end in the pool, like, she was like...
That one eye closed where she just...
Like, oh.
You're like Ursula, the witch of the mermaid. Yeah. Mm.
The party bus scene, that was funny, except Phaedra, what were you wearing in that?
Please tell us. What is... I mean, she's always had some weird, like, wardrobe choices.
But I like the costumes. Like, the black, like...
Yeah, but, like... And I know she's kind of been off in wardrobe in the past, because comments have been made about that, but... But it looked like a shirt that was like made for somebody like
Conway,
really short, and she's already really short. Like, it just was in a weird, I don't get it. And then like snakeskin pants or something, like, I don't know.
They look like the fake Chanel pants.
Bad girl.
And then this new thing, please tell me, what is this thing going around with reality shows and cigar bars?
Because it's cool. People think it looks
cool. Are they trying
to
make it cool?
Because Jay-Z smokes cigars, and it's the cool thing.
Cigars on ice. Apollo, Todd, and Peter, hashtag, where's Greg? Greg was tired. He needed to take his little nap.
Doing his thing with Nene? How he did it on the thing?
No, Nene was with the shaman.
Oh, that's right. Oh, he's probably doing it to himself.
Practicing. He had to take his nap.
He's got to do his build-up.
He had to take his nap, his stretches. So by the time Nene came back, he'd get it in.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Peter and Apollo start grilling Todd about Mom and Joyce.
Weird again. Just weird. Like, this does not seem like natural conversation that they would have.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, I've seen a lot of the viewers, they keep talking about Peter. Peter's coming
wanting
for
the Rupert's housewife spot.
He is.
He's not. Y'all make me so mad. Peter is a cool dude. No. He is a cool dude. He is very cool.
He's right up there. He's going to be like...
He's going to get his... The boys are going to get their own show because they had talked about that last season. They were so excited because the men were talking. They were like, the men need their own show. And I was like,
who's going to watch that?
I would at first, but I'm pretty sure it would get boring pretty quick. I would watch one episode. I mean, I would have to watch at least one. But I love PETA.
I love PETA too.
And then when he starts to get more buzz, he gets slips even more into his Jamaican-ness. How do you feel, Peter? I'm like,
Peter gives some advice. He says, with Mama Joyce, you need to confront her and let her know that you're coming to add balance.
They already have. Leave Mama Joyce alone. They have confronted this woman. They brought her to dinner. Candy went over to her house and tried to talk to her. Her mama made her cry. Like, Mama Joyce is staying out of the picture, so to speak. Like she said, she ain't coming over and she don't want to deal. Leave her alone until she decides she is okay with
it. What about a grandchild?
Because I feel like, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't go out of your way to see her. But if she is like, I want to come over and see my grandchild, okay, you're welcome to come.
No, but
you can only behave a certain way.
A child. What if they had a child? Do you feel like that would alleviate the situation?
I mean, children generally can make people melt a little bit, but like, I know lots of families where the grandchildren did not change the distaste for the other spouse. But that's, I mean, and it may be one of those situations where that's just how it's going to be for now. Like, we can just have a dislike for each other, but still be respectful in each other's presence and move on with our lives. It's not that serious.
So the guys are talking, all of a sudden Kenya and Lauren show up, awkward tension, and just the editing was so, they did a great job because I started
feeling
uncomfortable.
And again, Kenya and those breasts were just, and she was leaning over Peter, they were in Peter's face, like if Peter just went like, he could have bit a boob, like she was right there. Breastises hanging, reaching over. You can see cleavage because Apollo was like right there, and you know he was hungry.
Apollo was just sitting there like a puppy dog, like just waiting for her to talk to him. He was like, yeah, that water was real cold. It was real cold, right?
Apollo looked like he needy.
Yeah.
And he might be. His wife just had a baby. Sex is probably not happening as much as they're used to. Like, I'm sure. They got two little kids, so he probably is a little bit hungry because he looked real hungry sitting there. Smoking them cigars.
He did. But I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe Phaedra, don't let him be doing what he wanted to do.
Well, I mean, at some point, maybe he did. But maybe the babies changed that. Like, maybe. And that's what's weird.
Like, you're thirsty after Kenya, though, out of any girl you could have in Atlanta.
Because
there's some cute girls in Atlanta.
Yeah, but.
And you going after Kenya?
Well, it's not that he's going after her, but if they're in his face, like, all the time because they're filming. Like, all
right,
sure. That's, I mean, he's a virile man.
When Kenya reached across the table to dip her cigar
in the cognac, and she's like, I know what to do. I know how to suck on it, and you suck the juice. And Peter's like, it's not sucking.
Suck versus pull.
It's pulling. Because they all in their brains went to, ooh, she can't suck a cigar. Because, heteros, you're whores. Men are whores. They made that so sexual. It was
everything.
But she was eating it up. Like, you know how you, when you're a chick, like, you know when the guys you're around, like, it, you could... If you wanted it, you could get it from either one of them. And she loves that attention. She was eating it up. That's why the boobies are flopping.
She could sit on any lap.
She could sit on any lap if she really wanted to and make it happen.
Even Peter?
No comment. Maybe not make it happen, but the flirtation she could make happen with all of them.
Apollo, I just come with that with Apollo, how excited he was talking about that cave water.
He just like cheeses and he's like all the time.
They get more shots. Kenya wants Apollo to help her pick out some tequila.
Yeah, they threw back what, 3 shots before they decided to get up to pick out the tequila.
And then when she asked him to come help out pick the tequila, it starts getting awkward. Peter and Todd start having him sit down.
Yeah. They're smart, though. They know Paulo about to be seen with that girl. And it don't matter what they're doing. Just the sight of it is a problem.
She's walking away. He's checking her ass out some more.
And it's in that romper that's, like, silky. Yep. So the booty is clapping looking, yep, like this. Just like the tase. Everything is doing this. That's all sex. That's just... Sexual organs just, like, he was going crazy.
Okay. I was waiting for some Movado to come on to, right? Just to start clapping her cheek. Drop it down. Kenya, she, whatever. So then Todd gets up with Apollo. They sit down for some reason. Todd walks away, and they start having this conversation.
About one-on-one
conversation. Which, it's like, Kenya, what exactly are you trying to get out of this? Like, clearly, you just want...
And what is she trying to get him to say he lied about? Because all he said was, I could have got it. And in his mind, he could have got it. So, what is...
Okay, no. So, here's what I'm saying, though. My thing about this situation is, she feels like... What did she say? I feel like I was your biggest fan. The biggest Apollo fan.
I bet you was.
I felt like I really got you and I understood you.
What is that supposed to mean?
If you understand Apollo, then you're admitting that you are not smart. She goes on to say, I felt like I was attacked. I never said anything about you. Apollo says, no, I felt like I was attacked. If I wanted to smash you, I could have smashed you. And then Kenya keeps trying. Here's where it all got, like, for me. Apollo looked like the dumb one. Kenya kept trying to bring up, basically, you keep saying these things about me. You keep saying about this time that we met up and all this stuff. But when did that happen? And he keeps dancing around it. He never brings up. Because at the end of the day, if Apollo really wanted to be right, he would have said, were you not at the Wilshire Hotel in my face asking me to suck my dick?
What do you think that is?
Because it never happened. And he admits
it happened at all.
No, he admitted it tonight. He honestly did. He went on to say, I feel like you lied on me. So because I felt like you lied on me. Exactly.
Okay.
And so from the reunion, she said, I have the text to prove.
But she had text. Like, I don't understand.
But why she doesn't think it was that bad is because she's saying, it was in a little game. That's why she keeps saying, I'm not going to be your pawn. She's like, he's looking at this like a little kid. Like, I said that. I have the text. She, you know, alluded to the fact that it was something a little more, you know, but we didn't really get a story. Now, Apollo comes up and was like, oh, rap bitch, you want to say that? Well, I was at Wilshire. She came up to my face. She wanted some of the D, and I didn't give it to her.
I'm sorry. It's just comical.
And it's like, y'all are both liars. Y'all both got
caught
up.
They're both idiots, and they're stupid, and the whole conversation was stupid. It's like, okay, you both lied on each other, mm-hmm, and it alluded to the fact that things were going on that weren't going on. Okay, scene. What's the problem?
The problem is then Phaedra walks in, and it turns Kenya's volume up to 10.
Kenya's got a... I'm your entertainment.
What does that even mean? Why would you be his entertainment? I thought you were like the girl that would never somebody else's man, and especially not Apollo. Mm. I don't want Apollo. Why? Stop messing with Phaedra just to do it, because that's not cute.
It ain't cute, and it make you look messy, tired.
Messy, tired, because you grown. You don't have to do that. You got an African brand.
It's going to add another wrinkle in your raisin skin, girl. Ooh. On that note, let's head into predictions.
A wrinkle in your raisin skin.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
Predictions. Kenya versus Apollo and Phaedra. The only thing that could redeem Phaedra for me this season is if she actually smacked the shit out of Kenya.
Oh, well, she does threaten it in the preview, but she's not going to do it.
But if she just walked across the table and just church smacked that bitch, really? Like put her prayer cloth in her hand and...
I would have the opposite reaction to that.
What?
Because I would be like, you just... Because that's just continuing to feed into the mess that Kenya is making.
Because Kenya knows Phaedra would never hit her.
But
And I would want her to sing Boss Ass Bitch and be like, I don't give a fuck about you ratchet ass lames.
Wow. Because that would end up making her just as ratchet. So I can't subscribe to that idea. What I would like to see happen is her to stop talking shit to Kenya about Kenya. Stop making Kenya about everything. Like everything about her life on this show right now is about Kenya.
So how do you think she approached them at the end? She approaches Apollo and Kenya. She says, so what's going on here?
I would just say, guess what, honey? This is not okay with me. Sorry, Kenya. This is my husband. Apollo, we need to go.
Right, like, bitch, is your pussy that thirsty?
And leave her sitting right there by her damn self. Peace. This is my boo. We need to have a conversation. And then when they get back in the room, punch Apollo in the head. I would feel she was redeemed if she smacked Apollo around a little bit.
Poor Apollo.
You dumbass.
It's funny because...
He's now in jail?
He's just... no, but I'm just starting to look at it like Apollo's really a dumb dog.
I think he's a dumb dog.
Bye, Felicia. Todd versus Nene.
He's a little slow. What the hell are they arguing about? Like, I don't like... And Nene talking down to him. And why is Nene involved at all? Like, he gets upset. And I did appreciate... He was like, I don't mind you, like, taking me to school. Like, you older, you want to share some knowledge? Sure. But don't talk down to me first. And then Nene's like, I talk to you however the hell I want to. And I'm just like, okay.
Well, then, bitch, someone going to talk to you the same way. And you the one with the damn powdered wig.
I rode hard for Nene. How many seasons has it been? Five. For the last five seasons. Even when she was going through it on the other season, when she tried to beat up Kim, like, I was riding hard for her. This is the first season that I can literally say. And in the beginning of the season, she was still cracking the jokes. And I was like, oh, I'm like the young Nene. I feel her. I feel her spirit. Now I feel her spirit dead. Like she is whack on this show and it is making me very upset. How are you going to let Kenya outshine you?
Yeah.
And not in a good way. And I'm not saying you have to do the Kenya like stir in the pot to be the star, but dang, why are you so surly?
You got the one-liners, like you're quick on your feet. Like
exactly. But she is so surly and walking around in a stanky wig and just... That's what
Talbot clothes. Nene versus Peter and Greg. Nene keeps calling Peter a bitch.
Mess. That I don't approve of. Say what you will. I don't think it makes Peter a bitch. Anything that he's done so far, I don't think has made him a bitch. Like he could have. What would have made him a bitch was him to get in her face at that. You're stupid. At the party that Kenya threw. If he had gotten Nene's face in the party, like, why would you do that? That's horrible. That makes him a bitch getting up in women's business. He said, I'm not comfortable with this. I'm going to go. And he left. And he said that to his wife. He didn't say that to nobody else. So I don't approve of the haterade on the Peters.
Yeah, I don't approve it either. But I don't mind him being a, you know, series regular on the cast.
And I don't mind if he's going to belly bump with Greg and do an old man fight. So here we go again.
I can't wait to see them. They're going to remind me of... Remember the Muppets? The two little old guys up in the thing?
Well...
Todd!
They're gonna like choke each other.
Don't check me, Todd!
Little Todd gets up in the middle and gets thrown across the room, like belly bumped off of Greg's belly, and he's like flying. It'll be great. It'll be amazing.
On that note, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up next week. Hit us up also at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
And tweet me at Stuart Starlet.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.